It's your boy Ray Spitter, man. I like to welcome y'all to another day, another dollar. You know what I'm saying? Just want to give y'all an introduction to the platform. You know what I mean? We're going to be doing a lot of everything on this platform. A lot of talking about sports, of course. You know, shout out to my Lady Liberties. Drop a bomb for the Lady Liberties. Drop a bomb for them. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Applaud for them. Clap it up. Drop a bomb. We here, man. We just won the championship. Shout out to them. Shout out to the GOAT, Breonna Stewart. You feel me? But back to what I was saying. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff on this channel. Some sports. We're going to have music talk. Maybe I'll review some things. I'm definitely going to play some music from some of my favorite artists on here a lot of the times. For real. This all started. The reason I even picked up the microphone and even wanted to talk about some shit is, man, well, the NBA season has started, but I seen Kwame Brown just talking shit, and I was like, bro, you suck, like, your ass, man. Like, he was talking about Bronny, and I can't remember the quote he said, but it was just like, yo, don't speak on nobody. You're one of the worst draft picks ever. Like, it never worked for you. You were ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think bro scored 10 points in a game. Like, I'm being honest. Like, I don't know, because that's how sorry he was. Like, he was trash. But you know, let's get into some music. I'm gonna get into that Big Swerve 2.0. He had that joint with Meek Mill, and that's my shit. I've been wanting him to drop that shit since I heard it on $1 million worth of game. But we're going to get into that, and we're going to drop some bombs for it. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to drop some bombs. Shout out G Herbo. Shout out Meek Mill. Glad to see two of my favorite artists on the joint. Let's get to it. Rock. You know what I'm saying? A lot of good music. 2024 has been a good music year. Also, you know, with the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef, you know, it's been a lot of good music coming out this year. You know what I'm saying? T-Grizzly, man. T-Grizzly dropped a wonderful album with Post Traumatic. He had the J. Cole feature. The Blow for Blow, which is amazing. Again, another two of my favorite artists jumping on the track together, and that's what I like to see. I like to see when artists I like work together. I feel like it's a wonderful thing. 24 songs of straight greatness. And I don't know if he finished the Robbery series, but that whole series is just dope, like the storytelling. I know T-Grizzly is a lot of people's favorite storyteller over the years. And that's one of my favorite artists, man. Bro, we snapping. I've been listening to Philly. I've been listening to Philly heavy. Shout out Lights, man. Lights killing it right now. Lights killing it. Formerly known as Lights Cameras. You might know him. You heard him on the Meek Mill album, Wins and Losses. Never Lose, you know what I'm saying? For the people who don't know, for the people who are not familiar with his music, very talented guy. He definitely killing shit right now. For sure, for sure. He's even on the Neek Bucks album, Unique, with the joint they got together entitled. Shit is crazy. Shot by Nimi Hendrix and shit, the video. That shit fire. But yeah, like I said, a lot of good music. Glorilla, Lotto, Raw Wave. Yeah, I had to double back on the Raw Wave joint too, I'm not gonna lie. Because I definitely was like, you know what I'm saying? But I had to get in my bag, and that's when I started rocking with the Rod Wave album. The Rod Wave album is fire, for sure, for sure. Definitely go get that, or go listen to that, whatever you do. The Port Antonio drop, you know what I'm saying? Fire. Port Antonio was dope.